everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Cine Gang. I am Richie Zamar, the pickiest eater, and I am here with Chef Sharwin T and Chef Ed Bugia for another exciting episode. Hey guys, how's it going? Kamusta kayo?
Doing great. Ito, parang ano, it's that weird ano time, no, na lol. Dati, yung Pasko natin, talaga nag-uumpisa ng Burr months, di ba? September, right. October. I noticed, lalo na sa restaurant industry, November is the tipid month. As in, bumababa ng konti ang benta. Or yung traffic, malala. Pero wala namang gumagastos masyado. Parang nagtitipid na, nag-iipon na for December. What do you guys think? Yes. Ikaw, Sharwin, ikaw, your experience also.
I think maybe more on they're spending their money this month to buy gifts. So baka tama ka, baka tipid-tipid muna sa pagkain para makabili muna ng mga regalo. And then siguro babawi ng malakas sa December. Hopefully for our brothers and sisters in the F&B industry.
Yeah.
Kutob ko naman. Babalik yan. Mm. Ako feeling ko within a week or so, it'll pick up simply because other companies around this time, yung labasan ng 13 month or kung may bonus eh, di ba? So hopefully in a couple of weeks, by the next payday, ano yan, babawi yan.
Yan ang mahirap sa medyo matagal-tagal na hindi nakatikim ng 13th month, no? Pag self-employed ka tapos considered kang talent, 'di ba? So wala kang regular right. sweldo eh, 'di ba? So
at
I haven't
least may
felt,
talent ka.
'Di ba?
Ayaw mo.
Ako, you know, medyo malungkot ako. I took 2 losses this week. The first one was tumaya ako sa Powerball sa US na 2 billion. And I lost. Mm.
Okay. can anyone just bet there? Or kailangan ano ka, citizen?
No. Anyone can bet.
Online?
There's a website where you can, online, where you can purchase online. Mm. But what I did na lang, because it comes out cheaper, is that my niece lives in the States, di ba? So tumataya siya for me, pina-PayPal ko na lang sa kanya. And the outlet is right below her building naman eh. So tumataya siya for me. I was really hoping to win a little something. Whether it doesn't have to be the 2 billion. Masaya na ako $1 million, di ba?
And ilang pa. Number nakuha mo? Ilang number?
Zero.
Parang lotto ba yan? Ilang numbers ba yan? Parang lotto ba ang
parang
Powerball?
Up to 60-something eh. Up to 60-something. Uh-huh. Tapos the second loss is natalo ako, guys. Si Chris Evans nanalo na People's Sexiest Man.
Oo nga.
So
Well, Richie, you know, medyo,
I don't want to be an election denier, di ba? But, taon-taon na lang, guys.
Was it rigged? Was it rigged, Richie?
I'm starting to get that feeling. I'm starting to get that feeling.
Speaking of sexiest man alive, no? Speaking of sexiest man alive. Yung guest natin today, na-meet ko yun, dalang pogi eh.
Yun.
Hindi, na-meet ko yan ano eh. I'll give a very brief intro to our guest this evening. Dahil brief lang yung binigay niyang intro sa atin. Our guest tonight is the handsomest owner of the used to be internet sensation. Now, they have a physical store along Pasong Tamo. Hungry Homies. Miggy Woo-hoo! Cruz. Yan. Woo-hoo! Miggy Cruz.
What's
there
up,
you go.
Guys?
Hungry Homies is gaining notoriety as one of the best burgers in the metro.
Grabe okay. naman.
Oo. So
mo naman yan. Nalaman yan?
Gusto ko lang sabihin yung word na notoriety kasi ang ganda pa kung yan.
Yan. Yeah, word of the day.
Yes, sir. So, Miggy. Kumusta? And welcome to the Cine Gang Pod, the longest running food podcast in the world. No, hindi man the world. Manila lang
Philippines.
Yata.
Philippines.
Metro Manila.
Oh, wala kaming kalaban so far. Eh. So kami yung longest running. Sana walang lumaban.
Thanks Ayan. For having me, guys. Thanks for the invites. Big fans of you all. Salamat din pa sa pag-invite sa dinner the other day.
Yeah, that was fun.
Tamang-tama, we were just going to I was just going to mention that, no, na meet natin si Miggy in this really fancy dinner we had at Alegria Manila. So feeling ko yan ang magandang jumping off point. You know, medyo na food coma ako, so wala akong naalala sa mga conversations natin, guys. So what did you guys think of the food? We had like 16 courses, tama ba?
Right. You know, ako naman when it comes to fine dining, I'm always wary because it's you expect to have a bite of something, eh, diba? And I'm more of a food porn guy. Like, that's why I was excited to meet Miggy because I'm a burger fries kind of guy talaga.
Yo.
And so I was worried that usually, diba, I don't know, I don't want to name the places that we went to with Chef Ed, pero after kumain, we were wondering kung magmamakdo pa tayo after something like that. But here, because of the sheer volume of dishes, nabusog naman ako. And I gotta say, the creativity dito ni Chef Charles was really impressive talaga. Every dish was well thought out. And parang, di ba, every ingredient had a story to it. So, congratulations to them. Definitely. I'm excited. I haven't been able to post about it yet on my social media, but I'm looking forward to that. But the highlight was we were able to meet Miggy. Ano, Miggy? How did you like Alegria?
Grabe yun. Grabe yung food. Kasi parang it was basically like 16 perfect bites. What was his margin of error with those bites? Like, sa isang dish, kailangan mo pakitang gilas in one bite. Like, grabe yung thought process. Like, from the plating, your eyes are already feasting on the plating until, like, that moment where you put it in your mouth and just enjoy the layers of flavor. For me, that was the part that I most enjoyed about Alegria. Alegria, yeah. Right?
Alegria
Manila. MNL.
Actually, ano nga ba pronunciation nun? Alegria?
Alegria? No. Well, I don't know. If it's correct, it's Alegria. The Spanish word is Alegria?
Yeah. Tomato? Tomato?
The good thing about Chef Charles, no, si Chef Charles Montañez of Alegria, he really makes it a point to make all of his restos have a Mexican / Latin feel, no? And mahirap yun eh. Mahirap yun na may theme ka na hindi naman Filipino.
Nah.
Diba? Si, senyor. No, na hindi naman Filipino. Especially, no, this is a cuisine na hindi mo kinalakihan. So, I saw his thought process there. And he makes sure that every one of his brands, he has 4 or 5, I think, different brands. He makes sure na iba-iba yung menu talaga, walang umuulit. So, good job to him. But speaking of good food, no? Miggy. Since you are our guest this evening, kwento ka naman. Who is Miggy Cruz? What did you, what did you used to do before you were, the proprietor of Hungry Homies? At saka, paano ka napunta sa F&B world? Yan.
Actually, started out my career actually in Sea Oil as a parang management trainee.
Fresh out of college.
First job ko. Like, first few months, gas boy ako. Like, ganun ka. Started from the bottom. Like, type of, like, got to learn the business from the pinaka point of sale. So, that was a management trainee program there. Stayed there for about, like, 3-4 years. And then, pero on the side, parang nagbabazar-bazar na ako. Para lang ma-peak yung passion ko for cooking. Because I love cooking for myself at home. Like whenever I watch like YouTube videos or anything like that. Na parang, uy, parang okay gayahin to sa bahay. I would do it. Mm-hmm. So like, when I was still in Sea Oil, parang medyo natuto ako about being like, the importance of like being like an entrepreneur. Pero I really thought I would be in the corporate world like the entire time. Pero on the side, sumasali ang mga bazaar. Mga booth na parang, and we were like, I was calling it like Hungry Homies na at that point. Yeah, from that point. Kasi we actually started, barkada kami. homies talaga, like college friends. Mm-hmm. We started selling roast beef for Christmas. So perfect talaga yung time ng November, December. Okay. Benta roast beef. Parang, alam naman namin, like, we hindi namin siya itutuloy-tuloy, but like, it was something that we wanted to do kasi we wanted to get try having like a food business on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, after a while, nagkasawaan ka. It died down. And then, yun, when I was in Sea Oil, like, I would use the name Hungry Homies to have my own bazaars as well. Started mm-hmm. selling, ano pa eh, parang, ano ba? Have you guys heard of like Sloppy Joe's?
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh naman. Hell Sloppy yeah. Joe's. Yeah. So you used to make like, chili. You'd make chili yeah, from scratch. Yeah. Ah, yo.
Yes, sir. So, okay. Parang, kasi diba, bazaar, wala naman no experience in like, the food biz. Wanted to start with something simple. So like mga sliders of like Sloppy Joe's. Sumasali ako ng mga Spectrum Bazaar, Trendsetter Bazaar. Like on a day, like I'd get like 20 people to drop by. Like ganun. Like talagang, it wasn't mabilis. It wasn't anything like spectacular. Minsan may lalapit pa, tas tatanong yan, ano yan? Giniling ba yan? Like, parang aros alokobana ba yan? Nasaan yung saging?
Nasaan yung pasas?
Diba? Explain like the like parang may mga ganang experience ako. Pero I would still do it like as much as I could because even if I was like successful in the corporate field or like I was on my way up in the corporate field, like there was always like a part of me that wanted to serve people food. Like wanted to like cook for other people and see what how they would react to it.
You know, now that kinakwento mo siya, I think nakakain ako sa booth mo. I'm not sure which bazaar, but I now that you kaya pala sobrang familiar ng pangalan na Hungry Homies. I think I tried something.
Diba?
I think maka roast beef or something. I don't know. Yeah, parang
something like it's either one of those two. Meron pa, umabot pa kami yung sa chashu because my friend just got back from, like, iba-iba yung dishes na binibenta namin in Hungry Homies. And so, like, that was like a passion project, like, on and off. Like, kung kailan ganahan, pwedeng gawin, pwedeng sumali ng bazaar. But, like, during the pandemic, I was working in PR and marketing. I moved on na from Sea Oil at this point. I was working for, like, an agency naman. When the pandemic hit, parang it didn't spark a fire in me anymore. Yung agency life, yung PR and events life, because there were no events, there were no physical PR wherein you meet and like interact with people, which I really missed about that work.
Mm.
So during the pandemic, parang Loreen, my girlfriend, was the one who actually kept telling me na, oh, why don't you do something? Why don't you do something else to, ano, ba't hindi mag-Hungry Homies ulit? Like, but like, I was like, Anong bebenta natin? Parang lahat lang ng tao during the pandemic gusto magbenta ng something. Para lahat gusto, like, lahat may pakulo. Lahat kayang gumawa ng sushi bake na iba, their own way.
Oh my God, so, wala na sushi bake, no?
Parang, dude, I would still order Taste and Tell, promise. I would still order until now. Pag, parang, when that craving hits, like, meron mga gems eh. Like,
meron naman. May mga na-try ako ng pandemic. Oh.
Actually, may araw talaga, no? May araw talaga ang sushi bake eh. Parang there are days na you don't mind having it.
like, so that was a time wherein like, you'd look at social media and people were cooking like there was a like may faces siya. And I was so tempted to like jump on one of those and ito na lang for Hungry Homies or like you're always like constantly trying to think of like anong innovative thing yung pwede mong gawin. But during the pandemic also I would cook as like wala lang for myself, like I would watch like videos like dami yung mga burger show, like yung mga First mm-hmm. We Feast videos, like I would watch all mm-hmm. of them, like see the Josh Wiseman, I would watch it. So ginagaya ko, and we would meet here in our condo, kasi across the in the next tower, dun nakatira yung brother ni Loreen, my girlfriend. So we would meet, have dinner. Isa sa amin magluluto parang for the group. And one time, nice. I was watching like mga burger videos. Like, I cooked for them. And they were like, oh, sarap nito. Grabe, bakit hindi mo ito ibenta? Like, I was like, really? like, talaga ba? Like, oh, sige. But like, didn't put any, like, wala. Walang nangyari dun sa, like, okay, masarap. Masarap siya. And then my sister's birthday came up. And I had to look, like, cook burgers then for the family. So I did the same recipe for the hype beef. So hype beef lang yung ginagawa namin nun.
Hype beef is your parang flagship. It's your ano?
Yeah. Pinaka, it's the classic like.
It's the classic cheeseburger.
Like Cali cheeseburger with like the lettuce, the tomatoes, the caramelized onions. Yeah. Like that was like what we started out with, like yung secret sauce. But like my sister had a birthday, so like mga I had to cook like burgers good for like 30. Mm-hmm. So sinobrang ko na parang ginawa 45. So doon sa sobra, Facebook status ko siya. I go, oh, I got 15 extra burgers. Like you can, like Chef Ed can look back at my like Facebook page and search it. Na parang, oh, meron kaming extra burgers from my sister's birthday. Like PM is key.
And then from there, the legend
from
began.
From there, the legend began. Like naubos yung 15 from friends, from very supportive friends. I still remember the first people that ordered from us. Mm. Parang, oh, talaga. Like, this person, I haven't talked to him, so nag-order siya. Kasi daw, nakikita niya na pinopost namin ni Lau yung mga kinakain namin at home. And they've always wanted to try it. Parang, okay, great. Sige. So it was like 15 burgers to start off. And 15 happy customers that were like, oh, like, dude, tuloy mo to. Like, you got something here. And it was like wrapped by an aluminum foil, wrapped, like, wala, as in, like, afterthought ang packaging. It was just really, like, honest to goodness. Like, that's how I make smash burgers.
Right.
And then the next week, we tried opening up naman a Google Forms for pre-order. Weekend hits pa lang. So, like, talagang weekends lang kami nagluluto. Kasi I was still working in PR. Hindi pa ako nag-resign nito. Like, I was still working in PR on the weekday. Tapos,
So weekends lang. Sabado,
weekends
linggo.
Lang.
Mga ganun.
Noong una nga, Saturday lang kasi Sunday, family time.
Oo nga.
So, like, okay, let's get one day off muna. Okay, try natin isa one day. First order sheet namin siguro. Mga ganun pa rin, mga 15 to 30 burgers. May gustong tumikim. So parang okay, game, tuloy lang natin to. Tapos slowly, it started growing. People started posting on social media, tagging me and Lorene about it.
Naisip so we're namin nila, talking, Google Form ba yun? Obviously, titong-tito ako na hindi ko alam yung Google Form. But is it like consistently you would make 30 lang or 40 lang? Or you would just let people sign up first and then you tingnan mo kung ilan kaya mo? Or meron ka talagang sinet na limit?
May sinet na limit for myself. Eh, ang Google Form, wala yung automatic. Oh, pag dumating ka at this number, titigil mo siya. So nakabantay ako. Pag ano siya, pag lumampas na siya, You gotta shut that off. As in, like, mano-mano. Like, and it was open, parang it was open na to people na hindi ko kilala.
To the general public.
Yeah, I had to text them one by one also. Kasi wala naman ako staff nito. Like, it was during the height of the pandemic. Like, wala akong staff. So, like, I would text, like, 30 people na parang, oh, thank you for ordering. To confirm your order, please deposit to blah, 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 blah. Like the process of like selling during the week, para siyang part-time job ko on weekdays. Tapos weekends, luto na. Like, luto na. Tapos yung mga sous chef ko, mga kapatid ko. Like,
naging family enterprise.
It was a family affair. It was a nice family affair.
Actually, you know, ang maganda dito sa kwento ni Miggy, no? Parang it shows, I don't know if you were very conscious of what you were doing, no? But this is the really nice step-by-step example, no? Of how you should start an online business or a food business. No? Mm-hmm. Kasi you can't just... I know there are some, no? They just show up, open a restaurant, and then they're successful. Mm-hmm. It's very rare. Usually, may pinanggagalingan yun. Eh. And this is actually, if they listen to your story, that's the step-by-step way of doing it. No? You start with people you know, diba? You start with friends and family, and then afterwards, you branch open. Kaya ako tinanong yung limit, no? Because that's a very important step.
Yeah.
Recently, I saw a company, no, that was wildly successful, but they had to issue an apology. Dahil they couldn't keep up with the orders. So I was thinking, like, this is...
Dito yan? This, sa Manila?
That's my greatest fear.
I won't say the name, pero it's a donut place.
Ooh, okay.
And I think to be fair, sumobrang successful sila na they had no idea. So parang they already had an idea of how much they can produce. And they figured, hindi na tayo maubusan ito. Ganito na karami ginagawa natin. Uh-oh. And then ubusan pa rin sila. So they had to write an apology to say na, sorry, hanggang dito lang. But we will improve. We will hire more staff. We will ganyan. So tama naman sila. Except na yun nga, I think that's what a lot of small food businesses have to go through. Na I don't think you went through. Kasi alam mo ka agad na mag-set ng limit na. Hindi, ito lang talaga kaya ko.
Pero at the same time, like I love your point, Chef. Kasi ganun nga, like alam ko yung limit ko. Pero at the same time, I didn't also find the need to apologize. Parang during that time, during the pandemic, literal, like walang tao, like you couldn't hire more people. It wasn't feasible to like expand your business right away. Kasi you were limited. Bawal ka naman mag-construct ng kitchen during the pandemic then. So we turned that instead of apologizing, ay sorry, kulang yung like burgers namin. Like talagang we wanted to develop hype.
Limited edition.
Siguraduhin ko 30 burgers, but these are the 30 best burgers you will possibly order like at this point in time.
And I got to tell you, it was effective because I was one of those guys that week after week kept getting shut out. Trust me. Every time I would see the Instagram, it's like, we're sold out for, I know, stand by. We'll let you know when we open next slot next week, more slots next week.
Yeah.
And by the time I see it, wala na naman sold out again.
And people didn't know how many we were cooking. We never tell anyone how many we were cooking. But like to really start off, we started 30. And then every week, let's try adding 20 more. Let's try adding 20 more the week after. And then 20 more.
Even from your start, parang coming from advertising, parang na FGD nyo na rin, di ba? Parang na focus group mo, what recipe of yours seems to be the best-selling one, di ba? So when you saw that you had a hit on your hands with the burgers, that's what you rolled with eventually.
And it wasn't a hit right away. Like swerte kasi limited. Pero I wouldn't say it was a hit right away kasi gumanda yung burger namin because of the feedback I was also getting. Since I was the one handling social media, like people were telling me, oh, parang dumating yung burger sa amin, it was a little bit soggy na. So it was because it was wrapped in aluminum foil. So that yung improvement namin of like wrapping it in like a burger diaper and putting it in a clamshell box was because of the feed. Someone said, "Oh, nasisteam yung mga nasisteam sa loob ng aluminum foil. It doesn't get crispy anymore and it falls apart.
It gets soggy.
Like every kaya rin siguro ma-post yung mga homies in a way is because if nag-post ka about us, I'll talk to you. Like hindi mo alam like akala nila may social media person kami na nagre-reply. Like, ako yun. So, kung meron kayo hindi gusto, let's try to improve it. Because I had no proper training. I had no background. Experience, siguro, if you count the bazaars as experience. But I had to learn on the job. Like, find something, whether it be big or whether how small it is, to improve on your business. Tapos every week, try mo palakihin. The biggest break I got was when Masarap Ba all of a sudden features like one of our burgers na parang puta sa sarap. Like, can I say that? But I, that's what the page said. So parang, damn. Eh, alam naman natin, pag may ganong klaseng review si Masarap Ba, parang magkakagulo yung mga tao for a bit. So I was so scared.
Totoo,
like,
totoo.
I was both happy and getting cold sweats at the same time. Like, sayang naman.
Did you feel a surge after the Masarap Ba review?
Oh, times two ba? Times three? Ganon?
Like, siguro mga times.
Wow. And pandemic pa to. This is, you know,
pandemic pa to.
Online
pandemic
pa rin. And weekends like, pa rin ganun.
Kasi parang, pag si Masarap Ba nagsabi, parang everyone wants to prove that page right or wrong. So everyone was like, sige nga, patry nga yan. And it was really nerve-wracking, yung experience na yun. But it was also like, the moment where we were forced to grow. Meaning, we had to get rid of the Google Forms and really look for like, nag-develop kami, naging Jotform eh. Kasi yung Jotform, parang pwede, na, may auto-email na siya kasi di ko na kaya replyan lahat, bro. Like, may process na siya. All I gotta do is like, confirm payments. So okay, improve. And then, until umabot namin, like a website na and all that. So, it was really like a long process. And like the perfect mix of like the right people tasting our product at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya siya sunod-sunod din talaga yung blessing sa amin.
I think so you feel So you feel where your business is now, that's where you're at a comfortable place na you're confident na how it's running and all of that. Of course, given that there will always be room for improvement, but where you are now, are you happy na?
Parang I see it as a story. Like, I'm treating the growth of the business as a story. Parang right now, I'm in my hole in the wall phase. Mm. Like, not too big of a space. Like, but there's a brick and mortar that you can go to for like a good burger, and you'll have to know where it is, like, to be able to go to it. Kasi yun yung wala nung pandemic eh. Kasi pandemic, delivery lang lahat. So parang, the challenge for like the brick and mortar was like, oh, anong vibe? So ngayon parang, like I would get comments, ang lit ng space nila, like ganun. But like, that's really what we're going for. Like, I want to learn how to run like a small hole in the wall type. And slowly like parang, I follow the story of Shake Shack. They own yung sa Madison Park nila. Like, it was just a stall.
Stall lang talaga. So, hotdog pa nga lang, di ba?
Hotdog hot dapat. We all have the same hot, book pala, no? Hotdog dapat, di ba?
Hotdog stand, bro. But like, and then they slowly built it up. Like, even if they were owned by like a fine dining industry giant already, parang important talaga yung story to embed yourself in like, to build like a community for your brand as well. Parang, Homies who order from us, parang they feel like they're part of our story whenever their posts get shared on our socials, like whenever they interact, whenever they recommend, oh, natry mo na Hungry Homies. Like, that's really a big part of who we are and our DNA as like a company. Parang, it's still me cooking for friends. Like, and at the core of it, it's still me fulfilling my passion of like, papagluto ko mga bread ko dyan. Like, so,
actually,
to say I'm happy. Like, I'm happy where I am.
What do you guys think of that idea? No, kasi feeling ko ngayon ang daming restos, right? So it's very difficult for people to choose where to go. Like, for example, most people would work Monday to Friday, and Saturday and Sunday are the only times they can go out. So one meal on Saturday, one meal on Sunday. Eh, sa dami ng restaurant ang hirap pumili. Do you think it helps to build that community? Na it's imperative for all restaurants to build their own communities para mas madaling mag-entice ng tao to come to their place. What do you guys think?
I think maganda yung you build critical mass first, no? Start small. That's also been my experience before in my restos. We started in a 20-seater. So, ang yabang namin, sold out na kami. Kasi, fully booked na kami pala. Fully booked na kami. Kasi 20 lang, no? Garahe, tumatapon talaga sa kalsada yung ano namin, yung guests, no? It's a very small stall in Maginhawa. And then, once we reached critical mass, o sige, hanap tayo ng ibang space, lipat na tayo. Wag muna tayo, let's not pay ourselves first. Ganun eh, ganun ang journey ng entrepreneur eh. Nag muna natin bayaran sarili natin, ipon tayo for renovation or for opening a new stall. Yun. Then it happened again. I was a partner sa isang coffee shop sa Poblacion. Tapos 15-seater lang na naman. Ang hili kong maliit eh, no? Tapos biglang, fully booked tagi eh. Kasi 15 lang eh. Tapos isipin mo yun. Then, my partners found a space in Alabang. Lipat namin dun yung coffee shop. It's always like that. Build critical mass. Pasabikin mo yung mga tao hanggang sa point ng inis na parang, baya wala ba kaming ma-parkingan, maupuan, or ano. I think it helps. It does. And Pinoy's love lining up. Oh my God, Pinoy's love lining up.
Actually, one of the things that I wanted to say was that is pretty much how ano started. One of the biggest names, local chains right now, that's how they started. Zarks. Zarks started as a really small hole in the wall talaga. And
sa Taft, they
built a fan base by creating all these challenges, these ridiculous, sinful challenges. And then, it was almost like what they call Jawbreaker Day, no? The one yung nakakagulo sa Taft, di ba? It was almost as if attending Jawbreaker Day was a rite of passage for people in LaSalle. And Binil, that you have to line up, you have to get a burger, even though it's just 100 pesos difference from the regular price. But to them, it became something that, okay guys, let's do this together. It's something fun, diba? So I think that is what's going on now with Hungry Homies. I think that's the trajectory that they're following. Na para people who are considered homies feel like this brotherhood going on, and I think I can't wait to visit you in
gusto ko na rin maging homie.
I gotta make it personally for you guys.
Sabay-sabay, tara, puntahan natin.
Gusto ko na maging homie, guys. I mean, para naman once in my life kasali ako sa cool crowd.
Oh, teka, before we talk
merch
about
pa,
yan, ang ganda.
Yun.
For White those man. Who are, sasabihin ko sana, for those who can't see, malamang you can't see podcast. Anyway, so kasi ni Miggy yung Hungry Homies niya na shirt, ang ganda. I'll be honest, Miggy, that's nice. Kung may, 2XL.
Oo naman. I got you guys.
Kuha
it's
ako
in production.
Bibili ako niyan.
Ano pa to?
But guys, before
sample
we...
Sample pa to, sample.
Before we go to the, huge jump, no? I say it's huge kasi for every entrepreneur from going online or from starting from their home kitchen to an actual business or restaurant, malaking jump yan. I think we will talk about that in part 2 of our interview with the handsomest homie of Hungry Homies, Miggy Cruz. So yun, guys. Thank you. And tune in again next week for another exciting episode, which is part 2 of our interview. Thank you.